哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的平安、喜乐、恩惠时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
哈利路亚， May the peace and joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all our brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们要一起来学习的题目是爱多赦免也多。
This evening our topic of sharing is those who love much, much are forgiven.
我们请翻开到路加福音的第七章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 7.
这是主耶稣他所遇见到的两个人。
Jesus met two persons.
那他对他们的一个评价以及教导。
And these are the teachings and his evaluation for these two persons.
对，所以这是记载在路加福音第七章三十六节开始。
So it was recorded in Luke chapter 7 verse 36.
那这边有一个法利赛人呢，他请主耶稣到他家里面去吃饭。
Here there was a Pharisee who asked Jesus to eat with him.
这个法利赛人的名字叫做西门。
And this Pharisee's name was Simon.
那在同样的那个城里面呢，有一个女人她是罪人。
In the same city, there was a woman who was a sinner.
她知道主耶稣在这个西门的家里面坐席，就拿着香膏来到了西门的家。
When she knew that Jesus was at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil.
我们来看三十八节。
Let's read verse 38.
站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭。眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就 用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。三十九节。
39.
请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。好，这边有两个人，法利赛人西门跟这个女人。
So here are two persons, the Pharisees, Simon, and also this woman, the sinner.
这个女人她知道自己的罪很深啊。
This woman who knew her sin was great.
但是她听到主耶稣来的时候，她特别来到主耶稣这边，在这边哭。
However, when she knew that Jesus was at the table, she came there to weep in front of his feet.
三十八节说，眼泪湿了基督的耶稣的脚，用头发擦，用嘴亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
Verse 38 said that, she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head, and then she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil.
西门看到这件事情。
When Simon saw this,
他没有去阻挡。
He did not stop.
他也没有讲话。
He did not speak anything.
他只是在心里想。
He just thought to himself.
这是一个有罪的女人。
This was a sinful woman.
那如果这个主耶稣是先知的话，他就应该知道这个是什么女人。
If Jesus is a prophet, he should know what kind of person is this woman.
那主耶稣就借着这个机会来教导西门。
And Jesus take use of this opportunity to teach Simon.
那西门他也愿意听啊，他说：“夫子，请说。”
And Simon was willing to listen. He said, "Teacher, say it."
四十一节和四十二节，主耶稣就说了。
Verse 41 and 42, Jesus said,
一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。四十二。
42.
因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？这是一个问题啊。
This is a question.
所以一个人欠了五十两，一个人欠了五两，那债主把这两个人的债都免了，那哪一个人会更爱这个债主？
One owed 500 denarii and the other 50, and they had nothing to repay. So which person loves the Lord more?
那西门43节就说，是那个多得 恩免的人。那主耶稣说，你说的不错。
Simon answered, said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more.
好，那就转过来啊，把西门跟这个女人做了比较。
Then Jesus said, you are rightly judged. And he turned to a woman and said to Simon,
好，说啊，你看见这个女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我用水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。45, 45. 你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住的用嘴亲我的脚。46, 46. 你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。47, 47. 所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。那就对这个女人说，你的罪赦免了。我们看到50节。
Until verse 50.
耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。好，所以这两个人他们一样都来到主耶稣这边。
So these two persons came to Jesus.
好，就好像当时候啊，有很多人来到主耶稣那边。
Just like many people came to Jesus.
来到主耶稣面前的人有很多不同种的人。
The different kinds of people came in front of Jesus.
好，有些像法利赛人啊，这个西门他是在社会上有地位有知识的。
Some are Pharisees who are socially high status.
好，被人家所尊重的。
They are respected by the society.
好，也有像这个女人，她是一个罪人。
Also there are some people like this woman who are sinners.
是人看不起的。
Who are despised.
她到哪里人家看到她想到她都是在摇头。
Wherever they go, people will shake their heads towards them.
好，但是他们都来到主耶稣这边。
However, they all come to Jesus.
他们两个都在主耶稣在这边得到了恩典。
These two persons also get their blessings from Jesus.
好，但是我相信是这个女人得到的恩典更多。
But I believe that this woman who gets more blessings.
因为她的爱更多。
Because her love is more.
好，从这一段里面我们要来从他们这两个人的身上来做比较。
So from this paragraph, this passage, we want to make a comparison and learn from this teaching.
来学说为什么这个女人最后面，她本来是忧忧愁愁的来，但是最后面却可以喜乐平平安安的走。
Why was this woman who came into Jesus sorrowfully, but at the end she left joyfully?
好，我们来看他们来主耶稣这边，他们带了什么来。
Let's see what they brought to Jesus when they come to Jesus.
好，这个女人她所带来的是她的信心。
This woman who brought her faith to Jesus.
好，因为主耶稣跟她说嘛，50节，你的信救了你。
Because in verse 50, Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you.
好，所以当这个女人听到主耶稣来到她的城的时候，
So when this woman heard that Jesus came to this city,
她相信主耶稣。
She believed in Jesus.
她相信主耶稣是从神来的。
She believed Jesus came from God.
所以她来到主耶稣面前来认罪。
Therefore she came to Jesus to bring Jesus to confess
her sins. 她带着她的信心来。
Her sins together with her faith.
好，那这个法利赛人呢？
This Pharisee,
没有什么信心。
He did not have any faith.
他连主耶稣是谁他都不是很清楚。
He was not quite clearly know who is Jesus.
哦，对他的认识，主耶稣只是一个有名的夫子。
To him, Jesus is only a famous teacher.
哦，但是他，所以他心里在想啊，这个女人这样子，哎，这个人39节，法利赛人他心里想说，这个人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁。
So he thought to himself, this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of this woman this is.
对，他对主耶稣的身份有所疑惑，有所猜疑。
He was doubtful about Jesus' status and his nature.
好，所以这个女人，她得福第一步，因为她来到主耶稣面前是带着信心而来。
This woman who was blessed because, first of all, in the first faith, she came to Jesus with her faith.
她做了三件事情。
She did three things.
第一，她为主耶稣洗脚。
First of all, she washed the feet of Jesus.
第二，她亲主耶稣的脚。
Secondly, she kissed Jesus' feet.
哦，第三，用香膏把它抹上。
Third, she wiped, Jesus' feet with the fragrant oil.
哦，所以这个女人来的时候，她带了这三件事情。
So this woman,
她做了这三件事情。
She did these three things when she came to Jesus.
哦，洗脚所代表的就是服务。
Washing feet represents service.
Service. 这个亲代表的是一个亲爱，一个亲近。
Kissing, meaning, drawing close to Jesus.
好的，也可以哈，它也是一种 endearment 啊。
Endearment.
好啊，那最后这个香膏呢，代表的是一种付出以及牺牲。
And the fragrant oil represents, sacrifice and also, love.
可以哈，就是付出了，就是说他的一个 offer， 他的 offer sacrifice 或者是 offer 哈，因为香膏当时候是贵的东西。
Because fragrant oil is a very expensive thing。
哦，他虽然没有说这边是什么香膏了，那如果是真拿打香膏的话，那要一年的工资才买得到啊。
If it is a spa, fragrant oil should be 1 year's wage。
哦，如果是 pure 那哈，一年呢、哦，我们一年省吃俭用。存下来的就可以买一罐香膏、啊、
So a whole year's wage after saving for 1 year, then you can use this money to buy.
我不管这个香膏有没有那么贵，但是至少香膏在当时候算是珍贵的。
It's a very expensive fragrant oil.
好、哦，那他把它献给了主耶稣。
She offered this to Jesus.
好、哦，所以这个女人，这个女人。虽然圣经没有讲到她的名字，
although her name was not mentioned in the Bible，
但是她却得到了神的祝福。
But she was blessed by God.
她却得到了耶稣的赦罪。
She obtained Jesus' forgiveness.
哦，所以今天我们来到神面前。
So today when we come in front of God，
我们带给了主什么
？What do we bring to Jesus？
我们是否有服事？
Did we serve him?
我们是否有来亲爱主？
Did we endear to Jesus?
哦，什么叫做亲爱？
What do you mean by this?
有时候我们来到教会，
Sometimes we may come to church.
哦，是因为要守安息日啊，圣经说要守嘛，哈。
Because we need to observe the Sabbath day, because this is according to the Bible.
或者是家人要去，我就陪着去了。
Or we got follow our family members, then we go.
或者是教会里面有很多我的好朋友啊，我想要去跟他们，就想去看看他们。
Or many good friends in the church, so I want to see them.
或者是教会有好吃的。
Or there's good things to eat in church.
每个人有不一样的原因来到教会。
Every person has a different reason to come to church.
但是让神能够非常悦纳的是什么样子的心态呢？
Most pleasing to God, what kind of mentality is most pleasing to God?
一个人愿意来亲爱神。
One who is willing to draw near to God.
他因为爱神，所以来。
Because he loves God, therefore he comes to church.
虽然这种爱在圣经里面常常是用亲来做一个表示。
This kind of love always use endearment to represent.
好像有时候那个。约瑟啊，看到他爸爸，哇，他们就连连的亲嘴。
For example, Joseph when he saw his brothers, his father, then he kissed his father.
因为他很久没有看到他父亲，他非常爱他的父亲。
Seen his father for a long time, and he loved his father very much.
所以我们今天来到神面前，我们来就近神，我们是出于一个爱神的心来的，要亲近神的心来的。
So today when we come to church, we have a heart to love God.Trying to draw near to him.
好，那如果反过来说呢？
On the contrary.
就是跟另外这个法利赛人来比较。
To compare with this Pharisee.
他请主耶稣吃饭了、啊，也不错啊。
He invited Jesus for feast.
我们不要一直说这个法利赛人不好，他也不错、啊，他请主耶稣吃饭、啊。
We should not say this Pharisee is bad because he also invited Jesus for dinner.
但是主耶稣看到什么？
But what did Jesus see?
好，主耶稣拿他来给这跟这个女人做比较。
So Jesus compared this Pharisee with a woman.
从44节到46节。
From verse 44 to 46.
好，主耶稣说：“你没有给我用水洗脚，你没有与我亲嘴，你没有用油抹我的头啊。”
Jesus said that you did not wash my feet. You did not kiss my feet and you did not wipe my feet with frequent oil.
他说亲嘴哈啊 ，no kiss 啊哈。其实，当然有一个比较特别的地方是，这个女人所做的是坐在主耶稣的脚上。
This a woman who did. To Jesus' feet.
哦，主耶稣没有要求西门说你要坐在我的脚上吗？
Jesus did not ask require Simon to do anything to his feet.
哦，他说你甚至没有坐，你不甚至不愿意坐在我的头上。
You even did not, you are not willing to do it to my head.
哦，但是这个女人却愿意坐在我的脚上。
But this woman is willing to do it to my feet.
好，那这个是。西门呢，主耶稣就提出了三个说，你没有洗我的脚，你没有亲我的嘴，你没有用油来摸我的头。
So, Jesus said that you did not wash my feet, you did not kiss me, and you did not wipe my head, hair, you anoint my head with oil.
好，所以一样来到了主耶稣的面前。
So, we came to Jesus.
他可能觉得他自己做得很好。
He might think that he already done very good.
他对圣经很多的了解。
He had a very good understanding to the Bible.
他还请主耶稣吃饭。
He also invited Jesus for feast.
哦，甚至他看到这个女人在做这些事情，他心里还在藐视这个女人呢。哎呀，这个是一个罪人。
When he saw this woman, he even despised her and thought that she was a sinner.
但是主耶稣却提醒他。
But Jesus reminded him.
这些事情你没有做。
These things you haven't done to me.
哦，没有做。
You did not do it.
哦，所以有时候我们要想啊。
So sometimes we should ponder.
我们常常是想说，我为了主做什么。
We often think that we have already done what we have for God.
但是主耶稣却提醒我们。
But Jesus reminded us.
我们没有为主做什么。
What we have not done to Jesus.
应该要做的却没有做。
We should have done something, but we haven't done.
应该要服侍的却没有服侍。
We should serve him, but we haven't served.
应该要亲爱他的却没有亲爱他。
We should endear to him, but we did not.
应该要牺牲奉献给他的却没有
奉牺牲奉献。We should sacrifice our offerings, but we did not.
哦，所以主耶稣在这边提醒了西门。
Therefore, Jesus reminded Simon here.
哦，那啊，还有另外一点要讲到的就是，他们来到主耶稣的这边，他们的困难在哪里？
There's another point. When they come to Jesus, what is the difficult point?
其实今天这个女人要来到主耶稣面前，要来做这些事情在主耶稣的身上，其实很困难。
Actually, this woman came to Jesus and did all these things. It's a great difficulty for her.
好，那洗主耶稣的脚，她不是拿水，人家正常是拿水拿一个毛巾擦一擦，她是用她的眼泪用湿，用她的头发擦干。
Usually, washing feet should use a bucket of water, but she used her tears, to wipe Jesus' feet.
然后用她的头发擦干。
And then wipe, Jesus' feet with her hair.
好，这是一个非常谦卑的一个表现。
This is a very humble gesture.
哦，是一个非常把自己的自尊放在很低的一个表现。
Put down her esteem to the lowest point.
哦，今天一个人来到了神面前。
Today a person come to the front of God.
一定要谦卑。
We must be humble.
哦，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because God obstructs the proud, but also give grace to the humble.
哦，他今天来这边，其实整城的人都知道他是罪人啊。
Today, when he came to Jesus, a normal person knows that she is a sinner.
哦，他要来到这边来就近主耶稣，他也知道别人会闲言闲语，可能不会讲出来，但是他知道别人心里都怎么想啊。
When she comes to Jesus, she knows that people will despise her, will gossip about her.
他也知道自己不配得到这个原谅。
She knows that she is not worthy of Jesus' forgiveness.
他也知道自己甚至不配得来就近耶稣。
She knows that she is not worthy to draw near to go to Jesus.
但是他还是来了。
However, she came.
他也知道这样子做，别人会给他异样的眼光看。
She knew that people will look at her in a very weird way.
这个是一个困难。
This is a very great difficulty.
但是他突破。
But she broke through it.
来到了主耶稣这边。
She came to Jesus.
她有香膏。
She had fragrant oil.
可以自己用，给自己带来应该很大的快乐。
She should brought draw great joy to herself.
好，但是她却把它用在了主耶稣的身上。
However, she used it on the body of Jesus.
好，献给了主耶稣。
She sacrificed to Jesus.
这也不是一件很简单做的事情。
This is not a simple thing.
好，所以这个女人来到主耶稣这边，她突破了很多的困难。
So when this woman came to Jesus, she has broke through many difficulties.
好，那这个西门呢？
This Simon,
你有没有看到他有什么挣扎吗？
Did you see any struggle from
him? 你有看到他遇到什么困难吗？
Did you see him meeting any difficulties?
没有。
No.
为什么没有？
Why not?
因为他什么都没有做啊。
Because he hasn't done anything.
他没有洗主耶稣的脚，没有亲主耶稣的嘴，没有用油抹主耶稣的头啊。
He did not wash Jesus' feet, he did not kiss Jesus, and he did not anoint Jesus' head.
对对对，哦，所以西门他没有感觉到在信仰的路上有很多困难啊。
Simon did not find any difficulty on his journey to faith.
他一直认为自己很好，比这个女人好很多啊。
He always thought he was much better than this woman.
他没有遇到困难啊。
He had not come across any difficulties.
那为什么？因为他没有去做啊。
Why? Because he hasn't done anything.
他没有去服侍。
He did not serve.
他没有去亲爱神。
He did not endear to Jesus.
他没有，也没有去奉献。
He did not make any offerings.
所以他不会遇到困难了。
Therefore, he did not meet any difficulties.
但是其实这个就是一个很大的危机。
But this is in fact a great risk.
所以crisis.
A crisis. 好，
所以主耶稣帮西门他指出来。
So Jesus pointed out Simon's
不要以为你比这个女人好很多。
Don't try to think that you are much better than this woman.
其实你们两个一做比较。
Actually, when a comparison is made between you,
你会发现你的爱心比较小。
You will discover that your love is much less.
你会发现你的服侍比较少。
You will discover that your service is much less.
你会发现在神的眼中你是缺乏的。
You will discover that in the eyes of God, you are lacking.
好，所以今天我们从这个比较上也可以做一个思考。
So from this comparison, we can make some meditation.
今天我们信仰的道路上有没有遇到困难？
Today in our journey of faith, do we meet any difficulties?
如果没有的话，
If there's none,
是不是因为我们没有去做事情？
Is it because we haven't done anything?
是不是因为我们没有去传福音？
Is it because we haven't preached the gospel?
是不是因为我们没有去服侍弟兄姐妹？
Or do we haven't we served our brothers and sisters?
好，这是在这一个事件里面可以给我们做的一个思考哈。
So this is a kind of a meditation that we can make from this event.
好，那后来我们看他们从主这边得到了什么？
So later on, we can see what did they obtain from Jesus.
哦，这个女人有信心来服侍、来爱、来奉献给主。
This woman has faith to serve, to love, and to offer to Jesus.
她得到了很大的恩典。
She had received great grace.
哦，她的罪得赦了。
Her sin was forgiven.
哦，还有他得到了平安。
And she had peace.
哦，在五十节，主耶稣对这个女人说：“平平安安的回去吧。”
In verse 50, Jesus said to the woman, "Go in peace."
哦，今天很多人心里有一个，就是说这个罪，其实在人的身上会再带给人很大的一个阴影以及压力啊。
Today's sin can bring a great shadow and great stress.
尤其当一个人来认识神，知道说圣经里面说我们应该怎么做，但是发现自己很缺乏。
Especially when we know what we should do from the Bible, but when we cannot do it.
自己没有办法去克服。
We cannot overcome our weaknesses.
但是在神里面就可以得到力量。
But in God, we can gain strength.
在神里面可以得到赦免。
In God, we can get forgiveness.
在神里面可以得到平安。
In God, we can get peace.
好，所以这一个女人来到了神这边，她就得到了这个赦免以及这个平安。
So this woman come to Jesus can get forgiveness and peace.
因为她爱多，她付出也多。
Because he loved more and he also offer more.
好，但是我们反过来，就是说另外一个人，我们看到这个西门呢？
On the contrary, we see Simon.
其实这个西门 他也有得到东西啊。
He also obtained something.
他得到主耶稣给他的一个啊、一个教训。
He also
或者是说一个教导啊。
So、he got some instructions or teaching from Jesus.
他本来以为自己很好。
Originally, he thought he was quite good.
但是主耶稣帮助他看到自己原来在信仰的道路上还有很多要学习。
But Jesus helped him to see that on the journey of faith, he still has a lot to learn.
我们看主耶稣给他讲的这个故事哈。
So we see Jesus told this story.
41节跟42节。
Verse 41 and 42.、
这是特别讲给西门要教导他的。
This was something he particularly instructed to teach Simon.
好，说一个债主有两个人欠他的债，哈，一个人欠50两，一个人欠5两银子。
Two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50.
因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个爱更爱他呢？
And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell Jesus, which of them will love him more?
好，那西门回答说是那个多得恩免的人。
Simon answered and said, I suppose the one who forgave more.
好，主耶稣说你断得不错。
Jesus said, you have rightly judged.
好，从主耶稣所讲的这个啊这个例子来看，一个人得到了债的赦免，他会很感恩。
So from this example, Jesus mentioned that a person who get forgiveness will be
very thankful. 对， yeah. 好，那他很感恩，他的反应就是爱这个人。
When he's thankful, his response is to serve him.
爱。
To love him.
好。但是如果我们来看这一用如果用这一个主耶稣所讲的例子来看这件事情的话，
With this example to see this incident,
我们看到的这个女人来到主耶稣这边的时候，
We see this woman come to Jesus,
她的罪有赦免了吗？
Was her sin forgiven when she came to Jesus?
还没吗？
Not yet.
她是先服侍先爱然后得到了主耶稣的赦免。
She was first to serve, to offer, then she got Jesus' forgiveness.
好，但是主耶稣在这边所讲的例子是说，一个人得到了很多的赦免，然后他有用爱的这个回应。
Then here Jesus mentioned that one who was forgiven more, then he will love more.
好，那如果一个人得到的赦免比较少，那他就爱的比较少。
So the less he was forgiven, then the less love he will have.
好，这一个最主要讲的对象就是这个西门。
So the person whom he addressed is mainly Simon.
好，所以47节的后半段这边说，那赦免少的，他的爱就少。
So verse 47 mentioned that which are many are forgiven for.
后面那一段哈，那赦免少的，他的爱就少。
Little is forgiven, the same loves little.
对，哈，赦免少，爱就少。
Little is forgiven, the same loves little.
好，这个是让西门明白说为什么他的爱这么少。
So that to make Simon understand why his love was so little.
哦，一个人为什么爱主耶稣那么少
？Why is a person who loves Jesus so little?
因为他觉得。他所得到的赦免很小。
Because he thought that his forgiveness received was little.
他没有觉得说从主耶稣那边领受到很多。
He did not think that he received much from Jesus.
所以他觉得他很难去爱主耶稣。
So it's very difficult for him to love Jesus.
很难去爱弟兄姐妹。
Very difficult for him to love brothers.
因为他觉得他被赦免的很少、啊、
Because he thought that he was forgiven little.
因为他是一个很好的人、啊、所以不需要很多的赦免、啊、
He was a good person, he doesn't need much forgiveness.、
哦、所以其实主耶稣今天这个也是在教导我们。
So Jesus also teaches today.
我们今天要怎么样能够有更多的爱？
Today, how can we have more love?
更多的爱主耶稣。
Love Jesus the more.
更多的爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
Love our brethren more.
因为有更多的爱，我们就能够更多的服事。
With more love, then we can serve more.
从圣经里面，如果你从旧新约一直看，我们知道这个爱在我们信仰的道路上非常的重要。
From the Bible, we know that this love on our journey of faith is very important.
但是要怎么样能够更多的爱呢
？But how can we have more love?
有时候觉得很难、啊。
Sometimes we think it's very difficult.
就是没有爱啊。
There's no love.
也不是说没有爱啦，就是我的爱就是这么一点点啊。
My love is just so little.
怎么办
？What should I do?
其实我们要思考。
We have to ponder.
思考我们从主那边所领受的。
To ponder on what we have received from Jesus.
主耶稣到底赦免了我们多少
？How much forgiveness that Jesus has forgiven us?
主耶稣到底已经给了我们多少
？How much Jesus has given us?
所以主耶稣在这边说，赦免少的，他的爱就少。
So here Jesus mentioned that little is forgiveness, then little is love.
不是说真的这个人得到很少啊
Not that this person has received little.
而是这个人觉得说我得到一点点而已、啊、
But this person just feel that he just received very little.
我从主耶稣那边得到这么一点点当然我就爱他这么一点点
So I received so little from Jesus therefore I just loved him so little.
所以我们如果发现我的爱不够
If we discover that we don't have enough love.
其实我们要思考
We should meditate.
我到底从主耶稣那边得到了什么
What did we receive from Jesus?
我到底从神那边得到了什么
What did I receive from God?
这个其实是我们每一个安息日要做的事情
This is something that we should do every Sabbath
思念神创造的功以及拯救的爱
To meditate the great work of God's salvation
creation
and his salvation
好我们今天有生命都是神给的
Our life is given by God
我们今天有平安罪得赦免都是神的救恩
Our peace, our forgiveness was given by God
当我们这样子提醒我们就是借着圣经提醒我们自己的时候
When we remind ourselves from the Bible
当我们了解到所得到的是如何的大所免的罪债是如何的大那我们的爱对神的爱自然反应就会越来越大
When we understand that how much we receive from Jesus how much forgiveness we receive then we naturally have greater love to him
所以今天的题目是爱多赦免也多
So today's topic is much is love then much more is forgiveness
那这个是在讲这个女人因为她爱主耶稣很多所以她 被赦免很多
This was about this woman because she has grown more love than her forgiveness is more
但是我想我们更加能够从这个西门身上来学习
But I think that we can even learn more from Simon
就是说我们更加要从他身上学习的就是说我们要从自己的感受开始我们要感受到神的爱更多然后就会爱他更多。
We should feel more love from God, then we will love him more.
其实主耶稣已经爱我们了。
Actually, Jesus loves us.
只是我们还没有去感受他。
But we did not feel it.
或者还没有去完整的感受他。
We cannot feel it completely.
去思考他。
To meditate on.
当我们更加明白主耶稣在我们身上的工作。
When we understand the work of Jesus on our own.
他已经给我们的爱。
He has already given us his great love.
我们明白的越多，那我们就能够很自然的就会爱他更多。
The more we understand, then naturally we love him more.
好，我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing him.
338首。
338.